If we just want temporary liberation from suffering, we don't need Buddha's teachings. We can get, as we well know, temporary liberations from many different sources. They are not our ultimate objects of refuge. But what we really want, what we really need, is permanent liberation from suffering. If that is our wish, it's only through following Buddha's teachings that we can accomplish this wish. So we need to think, because this wish for permanent liberation from suffering is a wisdom. We need also to train in it. We need to train in developing the wish for permanent liberation from suffering. It's called renunciation. So Geshe-la explains, it's beautifully presented, and we just learn the points so we can guide ourselves in this meditation and contemplation and meditation. It is not enough just to experience temporary liberation from a particular suffering. It's not good enough. All living beings, including animals, experience temporary liberation from particular sufferings. Animals experience temporary liberation from human suffering. So Geshe-la once said, for example, the suffering of politics, which causes a lot of suffering for humans. Animals are free from that suffering. And humans experience temporary liberation from animal suffering. It's interesting, they're temporary. Temporary. At the moment, we may be free from physical suffering and mental pain, but this is only temporary. We should never take that freedom for granted. It's only temporary. Later in this life and in our countless future lives, we shall have to experience unbearable physical suffering and mental pain again and again without end. So this is Buddha's kindness. Buddha's teaching us what's coming, because we can't see. But Buddha's teaching us, if we do nothing, suffering will come without end. If we do nothing, which is what we've done up till now. In the cycle of impure life, or we can say, our ordinary way of life, samsara, no one has real freedom. No one has permanent freedom from suffering. Everybody has to experience continually the sufferings of sickness, aging, death, and uncontrolled rebirth, life after life, without end. So Buddha's explaining to us what's going to happen in the rest of this life, coming after this life, because we've taken impure life. Impure life is the nature of suffering. If we want permanent liberation from suffering, we need liberation from impure life, samsara. So Venerable Geshe-la explains that within the six realms of impure life, in every realm there is suffering. When we take rebirth as a human being, we have to experience human suffering. We know this very well. When we take rebirth as an animal, we have to experience animal suffering. When we take rebirth as a hell being, we have to experience the suffering of a hell being. Through contemplating this, we realize temporary liberation is not good enough. You know, this mind's our enemy, believing temporary liberation is good enough. You know, believing temporary liberation is good enough makes us seek refuge in the wrong objects. If you check in our normally daily life, even just to be free from some unhappiness, we seek refuge in food, in a movie, in going for a walk in nature. Yeah, maybe temporarily that pain disappears, but it'll always come back. And we seek refuge in doctors, in police. Yep, they can provide some temporary liberation. Where, from who, how are we going to accomplish permanent liberation? Which is, if we think with wisdom what it is we really need and want. You know, this phrase, temporary liberation is not good enough. These are Venerable Geshe-la's words. We need to think to ourselves, take them into our heart, because we rely a lot on temporary liberation. Temporary liberation is not good enough. Old age is coming, sickness is coming, death is coming. After death, what? Another life. That is the nature of suffering, impure life. So we reach this wonderful, important conclusion. It's born from contemplating in this way, from our wisdom, from our wisdom. Understanding, for example, the existence of future lives and that their nature is suffering. We definitely need to attain permanent liberation from the sufferings of this life and all our countless future lives. This is true. This is what we definitely need while we have the opportunity. Something so wonderful is happening for us right now because the methods to fulfill this wish are appearing for us in this life. Buddha's teachings, Buddha Dharma.